booming through 30 plus years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic Azuka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
Today's episode, Sonic Forces, Disc 2. Hell, there we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Strictly Sonic Show. I am your flabbergasted host, CD-ROM 1019, and baby, I was born this way. So, how you doing today? What's that? How am I doing? Oh, just peachy. I guess it wasn't bad enough that I left work feeling lightheaded, but I came home to get the show started and my computer blue screened, so that was cool, and that was followed up by realizing that my Alticast box nerfed itself, so I had to spend another 20 minutes fixing that. That was fun. And then I just realized that my microphone wasn't being picked up by voice meter. So yeah. That was cool. But we're fixed now. So, hey. Hi. How you doing? I'm here. You're here. Whoop-de-doo. Are you ready for Sonic Forces Disc 2 Electric Boogaloo? I don't know that you are, because I don't know that I am. But we're gonna go through it anyway, and by golly, we're gonna get through it together. Wee. Alright. I'll start taking this seriously. Hey, I've got 25 tracks for you today. You actually already heard one. That was Infinite. It's a really cool track, actually. I was debating playing the track in today by doing the Nate Wants the Battle version of that song featuring Ego Raptor. But I've done that before, so I guess I won't. So, four breaks of six tracks. And we'll catch you up to speed on wherever we left off on the plot synopsis last week. It might come as no surprise to you that I don't remember where that is. So we'll figure that out together. I'm already getting a headache, so let's just move right into things, shall we? Let's put these on the playlist. This goes here. And this goes here. Nope, wait, this goes here. There you go. And then that's followed up by this one. All right, cool. Six tracks. Let's have at 'em. Thank you.
much fight. Here comes the enemy, mess them up. And bring them to the knees, do your stuff. Time for justice, time to go fight.
welcome back. That was your first block. Oh, the first block. Can you believe it? In that block, you heard You May Call Me Infinite, Battle with Infinite First Bout, Faded Hills Green Hill, Battle with Egg Dragoon Mark II, Justice Park Avenue, Casino Forest, and that was it. That's what you heard that round. I have, how do I math, 18 tracks left for you today? Alright, I think I'm not certain that this is where I left off, but I'm going to start here because this seems like this seems like a good place to start for the plot synopsis. Okay, alright, let's pick the plot synopsis of Forces back where we left off from last week. Back with the Resistance, Rouge reveals that Eggman has only kept Sonic alive for the last 6 months so that the Hedgehog can see his empire upon its completion before being banished into space. With Eggman moving the banishment ahead of schedule as a response to a rescue attempt, the Resistance heads to the Death Egg. Once on board, the rookie's choice of route leaves them as the only one able to reach Sonic. As that is happening, Sonic is about to be escorted to his banishment by Zabok. However, the rookie's commotion on board the Death Egg undoes Sonic's restraints, allowing him to take on and defeat Zabok and his Death Queen, who mysteriously fade away upon defeat. As Sonic makes his escape, he finds the scared rookie under attack from the Egg Pawns and saves them, and together they return to their world via shuttle. After getting reacquainted with his friends, Sonic is sent to go with the rookie to destroy a weapon factory supplying Eggman's war effort. Despite Rookie's cowardice, Sonic quickly accepts them as his partner. After the attack, Sonic is sent to Mystic Jungle to help Silver and the Resistance forces there, who are being attacked by the mysterious being and the Egg Fleet. Although the being has the upper hand in their clash, Silver manages to make him drop a mysterious gemstone. Silver is eventually beaten, but Sonic quickly shows up to take on the being, who finally introduces himself as Infinite. Although Sonic puts up a better fight than before, he is still defeated, with Infinite leaving without killing him, as he does not see him as a threat. Meanwhile, Tails and Classic Sonic continued their adventure to stop Eggman, hoping to end the war by defeating the Doctor and discovering the way to get Classic Sonic back home, and soon find Eggman talking with Infinite about their schemes. By spying on them, the duo not only learns that Sonic is alive, but also learned that the source of Infinite's power come from a gem called the Phantom Ruby, whose defective prototypes have all been destroyed by Infinite to keep them from interfering with Eggman's plans. After the villain's meeting is dismissed upon the notion that the Resistance in the world will soon fall to the Eggman Empire, Classic Sonic emerges from his hiding and takes out Eggman and the machines he uses against him, including the Egg Dragoon. Despite this, the Doctor still gloats to Tails and Classic Sonic that the Resistance will be wiped out by his master plan in just 3 days. Before Tails can ask any more about it, Eggman makes his escape. Alright, let me see how much left we got here. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2... Okay, cool. Good enough. Alright, let's throw you back into more music. And let's see. Bumper. And we left off on the songs right here. This goes here. This goes here. All right, cool. Second music block. Stick around.
Nine years in the making. This is the Strictly Sonic Show, only on Radio Sega.
Shadows of the girl, like a light, will the rain. Shadows on the ground. Will there ever be an end? Forever running from this lunacy. Moonlight coming down. Beaming through the clouds. Will I never see the end?
welcome back. That break, you heard Moonlight Battlefield, Aqua Road, Sunset Heights, Virtual Enemies Capital City, Cutscene This Is Your Moment, Battle with Infinite Second Bout, and Cutscene Divine Intervention. Boy, some of this music is actually really cool. It's kind of neat to see where some of the, inspirations for Sonic music might have changed. Like, you know, a lot of people think that Sonic went really deep into certain types of music on Frontiers, but no, looks like it started in Forces and got progressively better. Alright, let's hit back to that synopsis before I start rambling. Let's see. Wait a minute, where did I leave off? I read this, and this. Okay, cool. Having helped rescue some civilians in the meantime, the rookie is sent to check out some readings in Mystic Jungle. There they find Infinite's Drop Phantom Ruby prototype. They also find Classic Sonic and Tails, who had come to the jungle to find Sonic. And after that, Classic Sonic and Tails unite with the Resistance and relay what they've learned. Sonic soon after heads to Sunset Heights to find Shadow, who's leading an attack on the city. Upon finding him, however, the real Shadow appears and dispatches his imposter. Shadow then reveals that the Shadow-Fowling Eggman was a virtual reality copy created by Infinite, as are the other villains serving him. Meaning the size of Eggman's army is limitless. Knuckles soon after launches a massive attack meant to seize Eggman's undermanned headquarters, Metropolis, only for Infinite to foil the attack and wipe out 80% of the Resistance's army with the Phantom Ruby, forcing the remaining troops to retreat before the Resistance is completely annihilated. While retreating, the rookie comes across Infinite alone, who attempts to scare him into running away again. Remembering Sonic's words of encouragement, the rookie musters the courage to fight Infinite. Infinite attempts to kill the Avatar, but finds his power unexpectedly countered. Despite his confusion, Infinite leaves the rookie alive, knowing that Eggman will crush everyone in 2 days. Realizing that they need to stop the Phantom Ruby to win the war, Tails and Classic Sonic infiltrate Eggman's computer networking chemical plant and find the Phantom Ruby's weakness. It is directly powered by the Deathegg's core, and without a power source, it is useless. In the meantime, Sonic and the rookie grow closer after going after and defeating Metal Sonic Phantom Copy together. Putting their next plan into motion, the Resistance has rookie stage a diversion in Green Hill while Sonic shuts down the Deathegg's weapon defenses, thus allowing Classic Sonic to destroy the Deathegg, which in turn causes Eggman and his motley crew to make a retreat to Metropolis. Believing they have the upper hand, the Resistance target Eggman in Metropolis. However, when Sonic and Tails find Eggman, the Mad Doctor has Infinite banished Sonic into null space, with the rookie getting pulled along with Sonic while trying to save him. Eggman then reveals to the confused Tails that he knew the Resistance would eventually target the Deathegg, so he built a hidden backup power supply for the Phantom Ruby underneath Metropolis. Meanwhile, Sonic and the rookie manage to escape null space together and rejoin the battle in Metropolis. Catching Eggman off guard with their return, Eggman retreats with his lackeys to prepare his endgame, which is only mere hours away, while Metropolis falls to the Resistance. Alright, and the end of the plot synopsis will come at the end of this next break. This is the third break, right? Yes, it is. Okay, and I've got everything queued up for you, so stick around. All right, y'all, welcome back. That break, you heard Chemical Flow, Chemical Plant, Fist Bump the FM version, Red Gate Bridge, Mark II Locks On, Battle with Metal Sonic US version, and This Is Our World Phase 2. And man, I gotta tell ya, what they did with This Is Our World, ugh, goosebumps. I love the attention to the detail they put into those tracks, where it's like, as you progress through the game, it becomes... The track becomes more and more, like, heroic and, like, rising up against evil. Ugh. Ugh. So good. I love that stuff, man. I really, really hope you feel the same, because that's an effort that I think kind of goes somewhat unnoticed. So, yeah. There is that. Okay. So, I've got the last six tracks queued up for today, but let's finish... let's round out the plot synopsis. And here we go. The entire Resistance eventually confronts Infinite and his army of Phantom copies at the Eggman Empire Fortress in an effort to reach the Phantom Ruby's backup power source. As Infinite attempts to destroy the Resistance, however, Omega, now fully repaired and ready to join the Resistance, arrives and distracts him. Having enough of the rabble, Infinite creates a massive virtual sun over the planet to destroy the entire Resistance in one fell swoop, which has been Eggman's endgame all along. During the chaos, Tails notices that the Rookie has the Phantom Ruby prototype from Mystic Jungle, and deduces that they can use it to neutralize the sun. Since the prototype's design lets only the Rookie use it, the new hero climbs the Imperial Tower and eliminates the virtual sun, although the prototype is destroyed in the process, giving the Resistance a fighting chance. At the same time, Sonic himself confronts Infinite, while he is weak from having formed the sun, only for Infinite to regain his full power in his battle with Sonic. At that point, the Rookie comes to Sonic's aid, and together the two heroes finally defeat Infinite, causing him to fade away. Despite this loss, however, Eggman refuses to give up and warns the heroes that his plan is now going into overtime. Taking the warning seriously, Sonic and the Rookie destroy the Phantom Ruby's power supply after Classic Sonic finds them an entrance, seemingly winning the war. After Sonic and the Rookie meet up with Tails and Classic Sonic, however, Eggman reveals that the power source was actually a decoy, and that the original Phantom Ruby has been incorporated into his trump card, the Death Egg Robot. With the Eggman army on the rise thanks to the Ruby and beginning to outnumber the Resistance, Sonic, Classic Sonic, and the Rookie confront Eggman together and destroy his Death Egg Robot. This causes Eggman's army to vanish, leaving the Resistance as the victors. With the war finally over, Classic Sonic returns to his own time period as a result of the Phantom Ruby's disappearance. After the Resistance bids farewell to Classic Sonic, the group sets out to clean up the mess that Eggman has left the world in. In the aftermath, Knuckles disbands the Resistance, although not without Silver noting that they still have a lot to do following the war. Feeling that plenty of people out there near their aid, the Rookie parts ways with their new friends who compliment them for their growth. Tails then concludes that they all saved the world through cooperation, which will make their friendships last forever. Sometime after, Sonic and the Rookie meet up in the city to say goodbye to each other before setting off in search of new adventures. That's it. That's your plot synopsis for Sonic Forces. Let's head straight back into this music and wrap up today's episode.
Guiding you through the rich history of Sonic the Hedgehog, you're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show.
All right, that's it. That break was largely episode Shadow Tracks, and ooh, chills. I love the remixes on those because you can actually, you have a better opportunity to hear the lyrics to what those songs from Sonic Adventure 2 really were after 20 years. Episode Shadow, Enemy Territory Westopolis Remix, Eggman's Facility Rhythm and Balance Remix, Virtual Reality Supporting Me Remix, Cutscene Infinite's Beginning, and Fist Bump, the South by Southwest version. That's it. That's all I got. That is the entirety of Disc 2 minus tracks that were under 30 seconds long. And that's what I've got for you today. So, real talk, next week, I am not committing to this, but there might be a pre-recorded episode next week because I will not be here Thursday. I will be north of the border for Niagara Falls Comic Con, and I'll be running a gaming room there. Hey, if you're in Canada and you're coming to Niagara Falls Comic Con, come see me in the NYGF game room. But if you're going to be home, I'm not committing to an episode being next week, but keep your eyes on the RS Live channel to see if it happens. All right, that's it. That's all I've got for you. I've been your host, That Dude with the Chaos Emerald, see you around 10:19, saying, I am not well, so I need to leave. I'll see you guys later. Have a good time. Bye. Go, 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 go